And we're back here at the Huron Arena getting set for James Valley Christian and Highmore Herald. Let's give you the starting lineups for this game. And again, we're just going by what the teams have done here. If they made any lineup changes, we will note that once the game starts. James Valley Christian, head coach Darwin Hofer. They come in with a record of 4-5. Ryan Wager is a 5'5 junior. Eric Hazard, a 6'3 senior. Michael Waldner, a 5'11 junior. Caleb Hofer, a 5'9 senior. Darian Hood is a 6-foot sophomore. For Highmore Herald, Justin Bonickson, their head coach. I would assume he's the tallest coach in the 281 conference. Dylan McDonald is a 5'8 freshman, and I have to make a note on that. We were calling him Dylan McDermott earlier in the tournament, and that was basically because I was writing lineups as fast as I could on Saturday, and I, for some reason, wrote in McDermott instead of McDonald, but it is Dylan McDonald, 5'8 freshman. Trevor Brueggemann, 5'11 senior. Gideon Jessen, a 6'1 senior. Max Ring, a 6'5 senior. And Jarrett Blumenrader is a 6'5 sophomore. So that's your starters for the Highmore Herald Pirates. We'll take another timeout of 2 minutes here, and we'll be close to a tip-off time here for Highmore Herald, James Valley Christian, third-place game of the 281 Conference basketball tournament, boys basketball tournament. Two-minute timeout on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
You are invited to a discussion on the latest ways to keep calves healthy and improve the overall performance of your cattle herd. Meetings will be held on Wednesday, January 25th at the Crossroads in Huron. Talks will be from 9:30 until 3 p.m. Lunch is provided. RSVP to 350-0999. Speakers include Dr. Tom Knopfsinger, Glenn Tonsar, and Dr. Travis Van Ann. This event is hosted by Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica, Sand Creek, Prairie View, Huron, and Kleinsaucer Porter Veterinary Clinics.
Truck drivers, listen up.
Joe at TBI Incorporated wants to talk to you. TBI Incorporated is currently hiring for over-the-road truck drivers. TBI Incorporated takes pride in their employees and families, and that's why they offer competitive wages, a $1,500 sign-on bonus, safety bonus, paid vacation, health insurance, 401k, rider plan, and a pet policy. Apply today at TBI Trucking.us or call 605-334-4187.
Make TBI the right choice for you. TBI Trucking of Sioux Falls.
Bauman Agency and Pioneer Seed, crop insurance and precision planting technology from your side of the fence. From planting the seed to harvesting your crop, Bauman Agency provides you with the best coverage possible. Bauman Agency is with you every step of the way. Call Bauman Agency at 353-1112 for superior service from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency is a proud sponsor of the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
It can happen anytime, anywhere. Door-to-door sales scams, identity theft, debt collection, or even as simple as a swipe of your credit card. Know the law and your rights before you get caught up in an unwanted situation. The Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection has made it easy for you to be prepared with their new website, consumer.sd.gov. They keep you up to date on the latest consumer alerts and laws and resources available to you, the consumer. Check out the Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection website today, consumer.sd.gov.
And we're back here at the Huron Arena as both teams coming to the benches here, and we'll get the starting lineups, which I've already given you, and then we will start with our third place game here for the Boys 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. Officials for a game begin back by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Same three officials as we had for the first third place game. Jim Haskamp of Alexandria, Brad McGurr of Huron, Greg Blue of Iroquois will call the game. They are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General and are the law on the court for this game coming up. Let's take another timeout of 1 minute. We'll be ready for tip-off here from the Huron Arena. 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
The Auto Body Clinic. You just wrecked your car and you needed repair. Let us be there, oh, let us be there. With courtesy cars and a price that is fair. We really care. The Auto Body Clinic. The Auto Body Clinic.
Auto
Body Clinic, a half mile west of Coborn's at 670 21st Street Southwest, or call 352-DENT.
It takes everyone working together to build a strong team. Local families have depended on Hague Insurance and Woonsocket and Grinnell Mutual for quality insurance protection and friendly personal service for decades. We live where you live, and we're proud to call many of our customers friends and neighbors. You can depend on us to be here when you need us. To experience our policy of working together, call your local Grinnell Mutual agents, Jim, Trudy, Robert, and Susan today at 796-4471 for a quote on all your insurance needs.
Stop by before the game, stop by after the game, stop by any day of the week. They're open 7 days a week at the North 40 Convenience Store in Woonsocket. Hot stuff, pizza, brats, grab lunch, grab a snack. Chips, candy, pop, water, sports drinks, whatever you need, it's at the North 40 Convenience Store. It's right next to Skeeter's in Woonsocket. It's open every day of the week. Stop by and visit with the friendly staff. Grab a cup of coffee or whatever else you might need at the North 40 Convenience Store in Woonsocket. The North 40 Convenience Store would also like to wish the Blackhawks good luck. Stop by Shooters in Woolsey for good times, great food, and drinks that will warm you up or cool you down. Shooters in Woolsey opens by 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Stop by Friday night for smoked ribs, and Saturday it's prime rib. Shooters will make any beverage you want. If they don't know how to make it, then tell them what's in it and they'll fix you up. Good times, great food, and just about any beverage you can imagine, that's Shooters in Woolsey.
And we're ready to go here now for the third place game for the boys in the 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. Good afternoon again. I'm Jeff Duffy. James Valley Christian in their road black with gold numbers and letters, gold and white trim, and Highmore Herald in their home white with red numbers and letters, red and black trim. There is one change in the lineup. James Valley Christian, the sophomore Braden Held, will start the game for JVC. Hazard and Ring will jump. The tip is controlled by McDonald, and we are underway with Highmore Herald opening possession. Blumenreiter, high post, back to McDonald. He'll take the three, top of the key, front of the rim, no good. Rebound, though, by Brueggemann. Will stay on the Highmore Herald end. Highmore Herald spreads the floor. McDonald on the left wing. Couple of dribbles. Comes back cross court to Brueggemann. Now in the corner, Jessen working against the James Valley zone. Blumenreiter back. Brueggemann gets cut off by Wager. And now the ball, a little indecision there between Brueggemann and Blumenreiter. And Blumenreiter mishandled the pass, and it will turn over to James Valley Christian. So JVC with their first possession of the game. Bounce pass comes right side. Darian Hood. They'll feed in down low. Hazard tries the duck under. Kind of got bumped into by Blumenreiter. No call. Rebound for Highmore Herald. Up the floor, Ring. He's got it on the wing. Gives back to McDonald. McDonald, Ring, top of the key. Max on the drive. Dumps it baseline to Jessen. Powers his way up. Blocked by Hazard. Comes right back to Brueggemann. Spin move in the paint. Blumenreiter has to come back out. And they'll reset. McDonald. Gives off right side, and Jessen lost it. Going to be picked up by Hood. Going up the left side of the floor, trying to break. He'll take it all the way in himself. Offensive foul on Hood. Could see that one a mile away. Darian Hood with the charge. First foul of the game. Still no score. 6:40 to go in the first quarter. And in quickly here for Highmore Herald is sophomore Tremaine Eagle Thunder Alger. Notice in the scorebook, they wrote Tremaine E-T-A for instead of putting in the whole name. Alger with the ball. Left wing comes back. Top McDonald. Right side, Jessen. Jessen tries to back his way in. Now to the high post, Blumenreiter. He'll take the open 15-footer. No good. Rebound, Wager underneath, and he's going to turn and push for James Valley Christian. Behind the back, into the paint. Leaves out in the corner, Hood. Back up top. Now to Waldner. Waldner will drive baseline, has a lane, shovels it off. Here's the drive to the hoop by Hood, but it's blocked by Blumenreiter. McDonald pass up ahead to Alger. Has it in the corner now. McDonald. Blumenreiter, McDonald, open three off the left wing. Front of the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. Blumenreiter and Hazard going after it, and they're going to call Hazard for the, or no, they're going to call Blumenreiter for the foul. Highmore Herald starts 0 for 4 from the field. Jarrett Blumenrader picks up his first foul. Wager will walk the ball up. Set it up for JVC. Still no score. We played just over 2 minutes of the ball game. High post is Hood. 5 o'clock, KOKK Huron. Now Wager will flip it right side to Hood. Trying to post up Hazard. He's underneath the basket. Waldner drives into the paint, shovels it off to Hazard. He'll pull up with the 15-footer. Back of the rim, no good. Brueggemann with the rebound. Behind the back, McDonald into the front court. Alger, right wing, flips it in the corner. Ring. Ring will pull up for three. Side of the rim, no good. Rebound underneath, Heim, or for James Valley Christian. Wager behind the back, still on the dribble, feeds in the corner. Three for Held is good. Braden Held finally breaks the ice. A three ball for James Valley Christian. Vikings lead 3-0. 4:50 to go, first quarter. McDonald, Elger on the right wing, takes the three, and he answers for Highmore Herald. Tremaine Eagle Thunder Elger with a three deep on the right wing. Tied at three, 4:35 to go, first quarter. Waldner on the left wing. Corner to Lane. Here's Hood on the drive, and whose foot did that come off? It rolls out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Highmore Herald. And James Valley Christian will run the out of bounds on the corner of the court. Lob comes all the way out to Wager. Wager spins, hands it off, back up top. Waldner, now Wager resets the offense for James Valley Christian. Hood pops out on the right wing, trying to get it inside to Hazard. They go back door to Waldner. He does the wraparound, misses it, but they still get it out on the perimeter. Hood now Held. Waldner. Waldner left wing up to the free throw line. Now Waldner again. He'll take a three. No good. Rebound, and McDonald comes up with the loose ball for Highmore Herald. Both teams cold shooting here in the first quarter. 3:49 to go. Pull up jumper. Three for Ring. No good. Battle for the rebound. Blumenrader underneath. Jump hook for two. On the putback, it's Jarrett Blumenrader. 5-3 Highmore Herald. 3:33 to go. First quarter. Cross court pass will go in the corner to Waldner. Waldner back on the wing. Right side, Wager spots up for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Brueggemann. McDonald gets the ball up ahead. In the middle, Blumenrader tips it to himself. Has the open shot. Corner to the lane. In and out. Rebound for Hazard. Hazard brings the ball up himself. He's out near the right side. Now flips it back. Held. Now Wager. Wager on that left wing. Bounce pass Waldner. Fakes the three. He wants to drive. Double team. Back to Wager. Wager. Spin move. Kick back. Hazard for three. Got it. Stepping out for the three. Eric Hazard. 6-5. James Valley Christian up one. 2:42 to go. First quarter. Timeout. Highmore Herald. 2:41 to go in the first, 6-5 JVC. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds, on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Stop into Farmer's Cash Food Do-It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do-It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmer's Cash Food Do-It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do-It Center store.
Quick timeout taken there by Justin Bonickson. 32nd for Highmore Herald. 6-5, James Valley Christian leads. 2:41 to go, first quarter. McDonald in the backcourt. Flips it across to Brueggemann. He's across the timeline for the Pirates. High post, Blumenrader. Blumenrader looking on the baseline. Back up top. Three for Brueggemann. Trevor Brueggemann knocks down a three. 8-6, Highmore Herald. 2:23 to go, first quarter. Hood, right wing, up top it comes to Wager, left side Waldner. Waldner, a crossover, kick out in the corner, three for Held. Back of the rim, no good, offensive rebound Hazard. Powers his way up, had it knocked away, but Waldner keeps control. but then throws it away. Steal by Brueggemann. Tried that cross-court pass. Never a good idea. The ball is stolen away by Highmore Herald. Alger will lob it high post. Blumenreiter right back to Alger. He'll drive baseline, float in with the little left-handed bank shot for two. Tremaine, Eagle Thunder, Alger with the bucket. 10-6, Highmore Herald. Minute 40 to go, first quarter. Wager, free throw line, backs it out, hands it off to Waldner. He comes to the right side, now flips it to Held. Held cross court, and the ball nearly stolen, but Wager comes up with it. Free throw line, still on the drive. Wager has to go baseline. Here's the drive by Waldner, off balance, banks it in. Michael Waldner with the bucket on the baseline drive. 10-8, Highmore Herald's lead cut to 2. Eagle Thunder Alger on the left wing. McDonald thought about the three. Goes high post again. Blumenreiter kick out three for Eagle Thunder Alger. Front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound Brueggemann, but then threw it away as he was falling out of bounds. Hazard in the middle. Stops and pops from the free throw line for two. Eric Hazard with 5, and we're tied at 10. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Eagle Thunder Alger will drive. Flip it up to the left hand. Blocked by Hazard. Hazard with the ball, weaves through traffic, backdoor pass, couldn't quite get it to Hood. Somebody got a hand on it, deflected, stolen by Highmore Herald. McDonald into the front court, sets it up. High post is Blumenreiter, right back to McDonald. He'll take the three, right elbow, got it. The freshman McDonald had a big opening game of the tournament last Saturday, hits the three ball there. 13-10, Highmore Herald. Long three for Hazard. Back of the rim, no good. A whistle on the rebound. And we're going to evidently have a push-off on Highmore Herald. Bonickson was protesting something there. James Valley Christian will keep the ball underneath the basket. A pair of new Vikings come into the game. Josh Weeding, 5'7 sophomore. Caleb Hofer, 5'9 senior, into the game for James Valley Christian. The foul was on Gideon Jessen, his first, second team on Highmore Herald. Ball nearly lost there by Hofer, but Wager gets him into the offense. Wager, crossover, 3-2. There's the shot blocked by Eagle Thunder Alger at the buzzer to end the first quarter. Trying to get off the three was Weeding. After one, Highmore Herald 13, James Valley Christian 10. We'll take a timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
And we're back here at the Huron Arena. Start of the second quarter for the boys' third place game. And Highmore Herald leading 13-10. Sixth game of the day. We started at 9 o'clock this morning with the seventh place games. And championship games now will follow. And possession to open the second quarter will be James Valley Christian in the backcourt. Ryan Wager with the ball. And he'll get James Valley Christian into the offense. Here's Wager on the drive. High off the glass, too strong. And Eagle Thunder Alger with the rebound. Shooting in the first quarter at Highmore Herald, 5 of 14. James Valley Christian, 4 of 13. Brueggemann left wing will drive. Cut off, kicks back out to Eagle Thunder Alger. Lobs it back to Brueggemann, open three, left wing, good. Trevor Brueggemann has hit a pair of threes here in the first half. Highmore Herald with their biggest lead of the first half, 16-10. James Valley Christian, Waldner trying to cut into the paint, outside, held for three, it's short. Rebound comes straight down to Waldner. Hazard with the turnaround on the baseline for two. Hazard now with 7, And James Valley Christian gets the steal on the press. Wager, top of the key for three. Got it. It was a steal by Waldner, and he got it over to Wager, who hits the three. And just like that, it's a one-point game, 16-15. Another steal. Waldner again. Knocked it away from Eagle Thunder Alger. Picked up by Hazard. He'll stop and pop from 14. In and out. Rebound and a battle. And who's going to come out of there with it? Finally, it's Gideon Jessen. McDonald into the front court for Highmore Herald. Eagle Thunder Alger on the right side. Back up top. Ring wants three. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound. And Jessen, almost saved it from going out of bounds. But it's did go on the black there, and it's out of bounds. 16-15, Highmore Herald leading, 6-16 to go in the first half. Ryan Wager looking back door to Waldner. Nice pass. He'll flip underneath the Hazard. He banks it in for two. Caught on the rim, then fell through. Good ball movement by James Valley Christian. 17-16, the Vikings a 7-0 run to start the second quarter. They have the lead. High post, Blumenrader takes the 18-footer, no good. Rebound straight down to Held. Held into the front court. Goes to the free throw line, now gives to Waldner. Waldner will drive baseline, too far underneath, kicks out. Hazard thought about the three, now he'll just dribble. Got Blumenrader on him, back up top, reset now with Held, now Wager. And now it's, Wager, I thought he was going to give it to Waldner, but he still got it. Baseline for Hazard. Hazard will back his way in, lost the ball, and it's going to be stolen away by McDonald. Numbers aren't there, and he loses it. Wager picks it up. Looked like it came off of McDonald's foot. Ryan Wager takes it in for the layup. 9-0 run, James Valley Christian. They lead 19-16 here, 5:09 to go in the first half, and another turnover by Highmore Herald. A cross-court pass was way over the head of Eagle Thunder Alger. And too many turnovers here the last couple of minutes for the Highmore Herald Pirates. Nearing 5 minutes to go in the first half, 19-16. Wager drives, and he flips it over to Hazard. Hazard can't get the handle. Eagle Thunder Alger with the steal. He's coming up the right side. He'll flip it back to Blumenrader. Takes the drop back step. No good. Hazard has the rebound. Up the floor, we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Brueggemann as he was trying to get the ball away from Hazard. And the foul is on Brueggemann, his first. We have not had a ton of whistles here. In fact, hardly any now that I look at it. Three team fouls on Imar Herald, just one on James Valley Christian. We're not a lot of stoppages in that first quarter, and a sharp contrast to how the girls' third-place game was. A lot of fouls and just didn't have a lot of flow to the game. Wager drives left side, now backs it out. Now wants to drive again, splits a double team. And on the block, a call going to go against Dylan McDonald, I believe. No, it's actually going to go on Gideon Jessen. That'll be his second. Into the game for Imore Herald is Darian Schmidt, 5'7 sophomore. And in Zach Hofer, a freshman in the game. He'll shoot top of the key for James Valley Christian. In and out, no good. Schmidt with the rebound. And underneath, James Valley Christian gets the ball stripped away and stolen again. And boy, JVC has cranked up the pressure here. And they're forcing turnovers. Hofer gives to Wager, and James Valley will set up the offense. Flip it off left side. Waldner, crossover. He'll take the corner of the lane jumper. No good. Blumenrader can't come up with the handle. Possession will go to, they're going to say Highmore Herald. Highmore Herald ball with 3:54 to go in the first half. McDonald flips it up ahead. Eagle Thunder Alger. He's got it on the left wing. Now McDonald, he'll take a long three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound ricochets off a Highmore Herald Pirate and will belong to James Valley Christian. Highmore Herald's been outscored 9-3 here in the second quarter. James Valley Christian leading 19-16. Wager sets it up for JVC, top of the key. Now hands it off right side. Waldner, here's the drive by Hofer, stripped away, stolen by Brueggemann. Brueggemann a nice play, and he'll bring the ball up for Highmore Herald. Flips it up ahead, Schmidt. Schmidt in the corner and trying to find somebody to pass to, finds Brueggemann. Brueggemann shovels it to Blumenrader. He'll take the 17-footer at the high post. No good. Hazard with the rebound. Ryan Wager will scoot into the front court. Leave it back for Hazard. He'll take the three. Top of the key. No good. Long rebound to Brueggemann. Long pass. Here's McDonald. He's cutting into the paint. Did he travel with it or what's going on here? McDonald caught it on the fly. Blumenrader hit the deck, and I think they called a foul on Blumenrader, and he is upset. Yep, they're going to call a push on Blumenrader. That'll be his second. He'll come off the floor, coming in for the first time for Highmore Herald, Thomas Semler, a 5'8 junior. 19-16, James Valley Christian. We're at 2:55 to go here in the first half. Free throw line, Wager feeds it baseline, Hazard cutting to the basket for an easy two. Nice pass from Ryan Wager to set up his teammate. Hazard in double figures with 12. I have him for 11. They have 12 on the scoreboard. Still in double figures. Eagle Thunder Alger leans in. He'll get knocked over and get himself to the free throw line. I believe the foul will go on Hazard. That'll be his first, second team, just the second team on James Valley Christian. We have 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Tremaine Eagle Thunder Alger will shoot two. Free throw is good. That gives him 6 points. He and Brueggemann both have six to lead Highmore Herald in scoring. In for James Valley Christian, Josh Weeding. And Zach Hofer comes out. Second shot is good. Eagle Thunder Alger hits them both. 21-18, the lead at three for James Valley Christian. Vikings into the offense. Wager dribbles off to the left. Looks in the corner. He'll drive, go behind the back, but cut off by Brueggemann. Now he lost his dribble. Hazard right back to Wager. He'll reset the offense on that left side. There's on the baseline. It goes to Hazard against Ring now. He'll force it up over a double team in and out. And Hazard will get free throws. This will be the first free throws of the game for James Valley Christian. Two shots coming up for Eric Hazard. The foul on Ring is his first and the sixth team on Highmore Herald. Free throw good for Eric Hazard. One more shot for Hazard. In and out, no good, but Hood with the rebound. Back into the game. Three for Wager is good. Wager, they gave it to him. He nailed it. 8 points for Wager all here in the second quarter. Lead up to 7, 25-18. James Valley Christian back door. Eagle Thunder Alger in for the layup. Nice feed from Brueggemann. Brueggemann has played a nice first half. 25-20 JVC. Here comes Wager back, and he just scoots down the floor. Nobody was ready for him. He's got 10 points all here in the second quarter. On the layup, minute 33 to go, second quarter, 27-20, James Valley Christian. Brueggemann gets back up top, McDonald, spin move, he's got the floater in the paint, no good, maybe rushed it a bit. Rebound, Weeding, he outlets, and Wager catches up to it. Behind the back to Hazard, and he goes head over heels as he rolls underneath the basket. Foul going to go on Highmore Herald, Hazard will get the bonus here, 1-1. Into the game for Highmore Herald is Darian Schmidt as Ring will come off. Eric Hazard again shooting the bonus. He's one of two from the line. I have him for 12 points. They have 13 on the scoreboard. I'll have to see if I'm going to add everything up here at halftime. Free throw is good for Hazard. Most of the points have come from Hazard and Ryan Wager. One more shot for the 6'3 senior, Eric Hazard. Hits them both. 29-20, biggest lead of the first half for James Valley Christian. 9 points, minute 12 to go, first half. Eagle Thunder Alger behind the back. Still on the drive, gives back to Semler. Now top of the key, Brueggemann. Brueggemann down the lane, goes in for the layup. Counted, he's fouled. Trevor Brueggemann with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. In for James Valley Christian is Caleb Holfer. As Hood comes off, the foul was on Michael Waldner, his first and the third team on JVC. Free throw for Brueggemann is good. Completes the three-point play. He's got 9 points. 3 for 3 from the field, 1 for 1 from the free throw line here in the first half. Inside of a minute to go, second quarter. Waldner on the left wing trying to get the post up to Hazard. Eagle Thunder Alger has the defensive assignment now. Kick out in the corner. Three ball for Held. No good. Brueggemann with the rebound. 36 seconds to go. First half. Eagle Thunder Alger almost fell down but did get rid of the ball first, and he's a little slow to get up. Here's Brueggemann on the drive. Eagle Thunder Alger thought about the three. He'll take the three. It's short. Rebound Semler had, and he's going to be fouled by James Valley Christian. Eagle Thunder Alger, he's kind of, when he came in there and kind of fell down in the paint there, I think he kind of did something to him, to himself. He's staying in there, though. Foul on Caleb Holfer is his first. Lob comes out to McDermott with 19 seconds to go here in the first half. Highmore Herald looking to hold it for one. They trail by six. Eagle Thunder Alger out there with Waldner on him. Spin move, gets a screen, 7, 6 seconds. Eagle Thunder Alger will attack the basket against Hazard. Shot up, no good. Hazard with the rebound with 2-1. Long shot at the buzzer, no good. And the first half is complete. James Valley Christian, 29. Highmore Herald, 23. 2-minute timeout back here with halftime from the Huron Arena on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
You're an American farmer. You're the best at what you do. You till and plant the soil. You fertilize and cultivate. You nudge and nurture and fix and fuss. You do everything in your power to produce the world's food. But you can't control the weather.
Kent Clark Insurance of Lexington, your friendly local crop insurance agent, can help you control the consequences of the weather. Call Kent Clark Insurance today and protect your investment at 605-458-2281.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Lexington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Lexington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Lexington into your farming operation.
Well, we made it through the holiday specials, so what's up now at Prostrello's in Huron? Well, for starters, we have a few 2016 models that have to go. Here's a Chevy Malibu, loaded and supplier priced, plus 0% for 60 months, only $386 per month. Get a Chevy half-ton Cruze Z71, discounted over $10,000, only $39,822. A Chevy three-quarter-ton Crew with the Duramax diesel, supplier priced at $54,210. We'll see you at Prostrello Chevy Buick GMC and Cadillac in Huron.
The place for hot eats and cool treats is Dairy Queen of Huron. For the month of November, grab a delicious candy cane Oreo Blizzard. Snack all day with potato skins, snack melts, or a soft pretzel stick with zesty queso. For a limited time, get their famous chicken strip basket for only $4.99. Don't forget to order their DQ cakes for the holidays or birthdays. Open every day of the week. Dairy Queen, lunch or dinner. Come visit Barb and her friendly crew. Dairy Queen of Huron. Fan food, not fast food.
Halftime, third place game for the boys 281 conference tournament. James Valley Christian 29, Highmore Herald 23. We'll get to the stats here coming up. Let's do a Muir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Let's just review what we've seen so far. Started at 9 o'clock this morning, seventh place game for the girls. James Valley Christian defeated Iroquois 46-17. Samantha Dowling 20 points, Rebecca Williams 14 to lead the Vikings to the victory. Seventh place game for the boys. Wessington Spriggs 53, Sunshine Bible 36. Spartans led by John Whitty with 18 points. Travis Haas had 18 for Sunshine Bible. Congratulations also going out to Sunshine Bible coach Jamie McLean as he was inducted into the 281 Conference Hall of Fame this afternoon. Been there, well, he's a graduate of Sunshine Bible, and I think they said been there since 85. One thing I did not know about Jamie McLean, he used to coach the volleyball team. I know he's been a football coach forever and has been the basketball coach for the last 10, 15 years. Did not know he also had a hand in volleyball at one time as well. Consolation championships, fifth place games. For the girls, Wessington Springs edged Sunshine Bible 41-37. For Springs, Maria Alonzo 17 points, Katie Shelsky added 11. For Sunshine Bible, Susan Wilkin 12, Lindsay Wilkin had 11. The boys' consolation championship, Hitchcock Tulare defeated Iroquois 62-36. Zach Binger 18 points, Caleb Warner 13, Craig Mallon 11. For Hitchcock Tulare, for Iroquois, Jacob Bish had 10 points. Third place game just completed. Hitchcock Tulare pulled away late, defeated Wolsey Wessington 48-40. For Hitchcock Tulare, balanced scoring. I think they had five girls between 8 and 12 points. Aaron Berry had 12 to lead them in scoring. Wolsey Wessington, Taylor Sprecher 10 points, 15 rebounds. Chantel Heider added 10 points for Wolsey Wessington as well. So that's our scores here on the Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. At the half for the third place game for the boys, James Valley Christian 29, Highmore Herald 23. Championship games will be next. Matt Watson will have the play-by-play. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, Highmore Herald for the girls. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, Wolsey Wessington playing for the title for the boys. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back, run down the stats here at halftime. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports. The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Your fault, their fault, rusted up from road salt, ding ding, hailstorm, truck stall, didn't see the stop sign, speed zone, tire blown, talking on the cell phone, smashed a few road cones, hit from behind. There's a million ways to get hit, or maybe you just get hit a lot, but there's only one place to go, Advanced Collision and Repair. Don't just go anywhere, only one place will make it right again. That's Advanced Collision and Repair. Call Travis and Shane today to fix it right, 893-0190.
Hey, it's a new year. How about a new home? Contact Real Estate Connection in Huron for listings, or you can also follow Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram. It's a new year. Get a new home with Real Estate Connection in Huron.
Have you shot Boss Boutique yet? You have to come check us out. Boss Boutique is a fun, friendly women's clothing store in Huron. We carry sizes small to 3X. We also have unique South Dakota made decor and jewelry you will love. Our store hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 4, and Sunday, 12 to 4. We are south of Walmart, next to the Panda Garden.
And we're back here at the half here at the Huron Arena, 29-23. James Valley Christian leading Highmore Herald. Third place game of the boys 281 Conference basketball tournament. Halftime stats for Highmore Herald. 9 points for Tremaine Thunder Elger, or try that again, Tremaine Eagle Thunder Elger and Trevor Brueggemann. 3 points for Dylan McDonald. 2 for Jarrett Blumenrader. For James Valley Christian, 14 for Eric Hazard. 10 for Ryan Wager. 3 for Braden Held. 2 for Michael Waldner. Shooting in the first half, James Valley Christian, 11 of 27, 41%. Highmore Herald, 8 of 25, or 32%. Got to add up my free throws. Highmore Herald went 3 for 3. That was easy enough. And James Valley Christian went 3 of 4, so we didn't have a lot of fouls. Did not have a lot of free throws shot in the first half of play. 29-23, James Valley Christian leads here at the half. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute, come back with our second half here of the Boys 281 Conference Tournament, third place game, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
The Country Pumper wishes the Blackhawks the best of luck. Located at Highway 3437 Junction, 495-4252 Forestburg, the Country Pumper would like to introduce its new owners, Richard and Louise Alt. As always, Country Pumper invites you to fill up your tank and pick up items as you travel. Or stop in Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for their daily lunch specials. Country Pumper, open every day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now go get 'em, Blackhawks.
With all of the changes to insurance these days, it's confusing where to begin and who to trust when purchasing your policies. Waldner Insurance is your place to begin for auto, home, farm, life, and health. Choose the option that fits your needs best. For dependable and trustworthy service, Waldner Insurance is your hometown solution. Serving Huron and the surrounding area, stop by and visit with Galen or Deborah at 1504 Dakota Avenue South or call toll-free 888-353-1483.
Ready to go with the second half here for the boys' third-place game. James Valley Christian, a 29-23 lead. A nice run. I believe it was 9-0 to start the second quarter, and they have not trailed since then. It'll be Highmore Herald ball to begin play here in the third quarter. Starters out there for Highmore Herald. Darwin Hofer still having a few last comments with his kids before we get going with the second half. There they buzz them in. We're ready to go. Third quarter underway. Highmore Herald going away from me for the second half. Dylan McDonald gets it back up ahead to Brueggemann. Now McDonald, right wing, swinging around right side, Jessen. Up top, they'll go high post, Blumenrader. Free throw line jumper is good. Blumenrader struggled with his shooting in the first half, but hits his first shot of the second half. Highmore Herald pulls within four, 29-25. Wager. Waldner has it on the right wing. Now up top, Held. Held looks left to Wager. Wager comes back in the middle. He'll drive, go behind the back. Back out against Brueggemann. Reset the offense for the Vikings. Bounce pass right side, Held. Waldner will go baseline, being shadowed over there by Jessen. Switch it left side. There's the three for Wager. Got it. Ryan Wager has hit his last five shots. Five in a row. He's got 13 points. 32-25, Vikings. 7-point lead, 7:06 to go. Third quarter. Pass, high post, Blumenrader. Give and go to Jessen underneath the basket. Put it up short. Battle for the rebound, Blumenrader. Shoots over Hazard. Put it up too strong. And Hood going to come out with the rebound. There was a golden opportunity for Highmore Herald. Here comes JVC. Bounce pass. And was it touched by Highmore Herald? It was. I think it was Brueggemann got a foot on it as Wager tried to thread the needle underneath on his cutting teammate. Waldner in the corner, up top, Held. Can't get the three off. He'll step in and get fouled, and McDonald comes out of that. I think he took one in the jaw there, and he probably took the foul as well. That'll be the first foul on Dylan McDonald. And at the free throw line is Braden Held. Hit a three-point shot in the first quarter for his point total in the game, and it's good. 4 points now. Held. Second shot is good. Braden Held hits them both. Here's the drive, reverse layup, good for Jessen. Jessen with his first bucket of the game, 34-27, a brief 9-point lead for James Valley. Hazard has it on the baseline. He's getting double-teamed, now backs it out. He'll pull up with the 15-foot jumper, no good. Long rebound out, it's going to be tipped out. McDonald controls. Into the front court, in the middle, Brueggemann. Brueggemann will drive, leave it back for Blumenrader. In the corner, Jessen takes the three, no good. Off the back of the rim, Hazard up high with the rebound. Ball deflected and stolen by McDonald. As James Valley Christian tried to get the ball up the floor. Now the ball knocked out of bounds, and they're going to give it to James Valley Christian. Couldn't really see who that came off of. Don't hear much grumbling from Highmore Herald. McDonald briefly had the steal. Inbounds for the Vikings, and falling down was Wager, and he's going to take a timeout before he travels. Timeout James Valley, 5:53 to go, third quarter, 34-27 JVC. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Does your home Wi-Fi make you want to cry? Oh my, well dry your eye, because Santel's managed router solution will eliminate your stress and frustration by providing you with a top-of-the-line router designed to optimize your bandwidth, secure your network, and reach throughout your whole home. Let Santel's friendly, professional staff make your Wi-Fi troubles go bye-bye. Call now to receive a free installation, 796-4411. Santel Communications, they've perfected connected.
Quick timeout there by James Valley Christian, so each team has used a timeout. 5:53 to go, third quarter. James Valley looking to inbound. They'll flip it up to Hood. Now back to Wager, who gets the Vikings into the offense. Wager on the drive behind the back. Now kicks back up top. Waldner, right side, Held. Held gets a screen, top of the key. Now Wager again backs it out, resets for the Vikings. Comes left side. There's the cutter by Hood, cross court. Wager takes the three, got it again, and Ryan Wager red hot. 16 points, and I have him hitting six shots in a row, four of them threes. 37-27, biggest lead of the game for James Valley Christian. In and out on the three for Blumenrader. And on the rebound, there's going to be a foul on James Valley Christian. Boy, Blumenrader, I don't know how you could get more of the rim and not have that go down. The foul is going to go on JVC. Darian Hood will pick up his second, first team on the Vikings. Pass out to Blumenrader in the corner. Ring takes the three, got it. Max Ring, his first bucket of the game, hits a three. That pulls Highmore Herald back within seven. 37-30, nearing 5 minutes to go, third quarter. And a near steal there by Jessen, but Waldner gets control. Waldner and a foul going to go on Jessen as he kind of got a block in there. Gideon Jessen will pick up his third personal. So that's the first player with any type of foul trouble here. Jessen will stay out there for now with the third foul, and doesn't look like Bonickson really agreed with the call, but his opinion doesn't count. Just the second team foul on Highmore Herald. Now we have a whistle and an official's timeout. What do we got here? Timeout on the floor, evidently. Not sure what we're doing. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. 37-30, James Valley Christian. Okay, it's not a timeout, so I'm not sure what that was. It's all official's timeout. Must be some with Gideon Jessen. Yeah, they're taking him to the end of the bench, so he must have a little blood or something, perhaps. So that brings Tremaine Eagle Thunder Alger back in for Highmore Herald. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Hazard on the baseline. Has Blumenrader on him. He'll back it out. Now Wager backs it up as well. 37-30 JVC. Hazard into the paint. Had the ball stripped and stolen. Brueggemann there again defensively. Gives to McDonald. Now Brueggemann coming up the right side of the floor. Brueggemann cross court to Eagle Thunder Alger. Low post Blumenrader. Little spin move, fade away in the paint. Again, rims in and out. That's happened to him twice. Rebound Hazard, and he's going to be fouled coming up the floor. 4:12 to go, third quarter, 37-30, James Valley Christian. The foul is on Tremaine Eagle Thunder Alger, his first and the third team on Highmore Herald. Ryan Wager comes off right side to Hood. Put back to the top of the key. Here's the drive into the paint. Kick out Wager. Another three. Finally missed one. Breaks his run. Blumenrader has the rebound. Wager had hit six shots in a row before that miss on the three ball. 37-30. Here's Ring on the drive. Leans in on Hazard. Off glass for two. Max Ring has scored the last 5 points for Highmore Herald, and down the floor, are we going to have a foul? No, it's going to be a kick on Highmore Herald. James Valley Christian will inbound it down low. Lob comes all the way out, up top of the key. Here's the drive held, goes with the floater, but they're going to call a foul before the drive started against Highmore Herald. Is that on McDonald? He had a look on his face saying, I didn't do it, but he did. His second foul. 14 now on Highmore Herald with 3:35 to go, third quarter. Wager again gets the Vikings into the offense. 37-32. And there's a foul on Ring trying to challenge the play there on Hood. And you could hear in the background, Ring picks up his second foul. You could hear Justin Bonickson yelling at him, don't reach. He challenged the pass but then reached in on it, and that's where he got the call. His third foul. I only had him down for two. Third foul on Max Ring. 15 now on Highmore Herald. Pass in the corner, Wager. Wager will drift into the paint. Has a lane. Goes with the running hook. Tough shot. You have to take shots like that when you're 5'5". Wager having a big game. 18 points in the corner. Eagle Thunder Elger goes inside Blumenreiter. Low post. Muscles his way up on Hazard. Hazard went sprawling. And Jarrett Blumenreiter with 6. 39-34. The lead back at 5 for James Valley Christian. Up top is Hood. Comes left side to Waldner. Waldner looking inside Hazard. He's double-teamed. Will back his way in Blumenreiter with a little flip shot. Just turned quick and shot. First bucket of the second half for Hazard. He has 16. And it's 41-34. James Valley Christian. McDermott on the drive. Goes up against Hazard. Draws the contact. A blocking call on Hazard. That'll be his second. And Dylan McDermott. I said McDermott again, didn't I? Dylan McDonald will go to the line and shoot two. Second foul again on Hazard. Going to have a couple of Vikings come in after this first free throw. And the shot is good for McDonald. He's got 4 points. Just a freshman, very good shooter. 41-35, the lead down to 6 with one free throw pending. Weeding back into the game for James Valley. Second free throw, no good. Blumenreiter with an offensive rebound and put back, and we have a timeout on the floor. Back to a 4-point game, 41-37. James Valley Christian, 2:28 to go in the third. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Heartland Financial Services Incorporated has you covered. Life, health, property, and crop insurance. With locations in Highmore, Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Huron. See Naomi and Ben at the Huron branch at their new location, Dakota Plaza, Suite 103. Heartland Financial Services Incorporated works hard to provide you with the coverage that fits your needs and keeps your home, personal property, and personal liability protected. Heartland Financial Services has you covered.
You are invited to a discussion on the latest ways to keep calves healthy and improve the overall performance of your cattle herd. Meetings will be held on Wednesday, January 25th at the Crossroads in Huron. Talks will be from 9:30 until 3 p.m. Lunch is provided. RSVP to 350-0999. Speakers include Dr. Tom Knopfsinger, Glenn Tonsar, and Dr. Travis Van Ann. This event is hosted by Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica, Sand Creek, Prairie View, Huron, and Klein Saucer Porter Veterinary Clinics.
Off the Highmore Herald timeout, they pulled within 4, 41-37. A little pressure in the backcourt. James Valley Christian breaks. I see Gideon Jessen just got taken back to the training room. Did not see what happened to him, but he's headed back to the trainer's room now for Highmore Herald. Weeding up top. Another new guy in there for James Valley Christian. That's Colton Schweigert in for the first time that I recall. Weeding comes back left side. Waldner, he'll take the three, airballs it. Out of bounds. I don't think anybody touched it. It'll be Highmore Herald ball. For James Valley Christian, 34 of the 41 points have come from Eric Hazard and Ryan Wager. It was a 10-point lead at one time. Highmore Herald has it down to 4 and looking to cut it a little more. McDonald flips it right side. Ring, a wide open 3. Got it! Max Ring with 8 points here all in the third quarter. And just like that, it's a 1-point game, 41-40. Wager kicks out. Long 3. We have a player down. Battle for the rebound. Out of bounds. Tremaine Eagle Thunder Alger tried to draw the charge. There was no call. And Bonickson is really upset in front of that Highmore Herald bench. You could hear him get it under control. He felt that Wager came flying down the lane with little abandon. Baseline, it's Waldner back up top, Wager. Wager will back it out with a minute 14 to go in the third quarter. Up top, Schweigert comes right side to Weeding. Weeding looking inside, takes a dribble. Now we have another new guy, Derek Thompson, in there as well. Hazard actually getting a breather here. Here's the drive and an offensive foul going to go on James Valley Christian. That'll be charged as, or did he step on the baseline? Maybe he did. No, I think he just stepped on the baseline, actually. It's still Highmore Herald ball. Chance for the Pirates to take the lead. Eagle Thunder Alger gets it up the floor. Ring's got the hot hand. He'll go baseline, get fouled. Now there's a foul on Schweigert, his first. 51 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 41-40, James Valley Christian's lead has been whittled down, and quickly Hazard, Hood, and Held. Hey, Hazard, Hood, and Held. Three H's all come in for James Valley Christian. Playing against Highmore Herald, two H's. Been here, it's been a long day, okay? McDonald with the ball for Highmore Herald. Pirates trying for the lead. Eagle Thunder Alger throws it away. A steal by Hazard coming this direction, and he'll have it stripped. And Brueggemann with the steal, but saving it from going out of bounds. He got it into Hood, and he'll hand it off. But, boy, Brueggemann, I just like his game. He has hustled from beginning to end in this game. 28, 27 seconds to go. Let's see if James Valley Christian holds it for one shot here. Hazard pops out on the left wing against Blumenrader. Back up top. Now they're going to take the three with Hood. No good. Rebound, though, by Wager, and bring it back out. Wager on the drive. Baseline, double team, hooks it out. 9-8 seconds. Waldner will drive, and a blocking call going to go on McDonald. That'll be his third. Sixth team on Highmore Herald, so it'll be bonus for James Valley for the rest of the game on the next foul. 7.9 seconds to go, third quarter. Lob to Hazard, catches and shoots all in one motion. Design play. 3-2. The half-court shot is off the front of the rim. Almost went down for Tremaine Eagle Thunder Alger. We head to the fourth, a tight one. James Valley Christian, 43. Highmore Herald, 40. 1 minute timeout on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Truck drivers, listen up.
Joe at TBI Incorporated wants to talk to you. TBI Incorporated is currently hiring for over-the-road truck drivers. TBI Incorporated takes pride in their employees and families, and that's why they offer competitive wages, a $1,500 sign-on bonus, safety bonus, paid vacation, health insurance, 401k, rider plan, and a pet policy. Apply today at tbitrucking.us or call 605-334-4187.
Make TBI the right choice for you. TBI Trucking of Sioux Falls.
Bauman Agency and Pioneer Seed, crop insurance and precision planting technology from your side of the fence. From planting the seed to harvesting your crop, Bauman Agency provides you with the best coverage possible. Bauman Agency is with you every step of the way. Call Bauman Agency at 353-1112 for superior service from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency is a proud sponsor of the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Head to the fourth quarter here. James Valley Christian leading 43-40. Both teams shot the ball well in the third quarter. Highmore Herald 7-12 from the field, 5-10 for the Vikings. Drive by Held, and he's going to be hacked going to the basket, and here we go. Free throws will start. 17 foul on Highmore Herald. This will be the bonus for Braden Held. Has 5 points in the game. He's 2-for-2 on the free throws. Semler in. As McDonald comes out, Dylan McDonald picks up his fourth foul, and they've all come here in the second half. Gideon Jessen's back on the Highmore Herald bench. He's now wearing 33, which I think he wore on Saturday. First free throw good for Held, and it looks like he's holding something up to his noggin, so he must have took a bop in the head. Drew a little blood. Second shot here coming up for Braden Held. It's good. Hits them both. 4-0 run here by James Valley Christian over the end of the third, beginning of the fourth quarter. They lead 45-40. Now it's Highmore Herald in need of a basket after they did have the momentum. Ring, top of the key, leads it back right side. Blumenrader for three, got it. All of a sudden, Highmore Herald coming around with the offense. Blumenrader in double figures as he hits his first three of the game. 11 points for the big sophomore. 45-43, two-point lead, JBC. Hood, top of the key. Wager on the right side. Flips it to Waldner. High post. Hazard will shoot from 17. No good. And Eagle Thunder Alger with the rebound. Chance to tie or even take the lead for Highmore Herald. Up ahead, Brueggemann. Semler will take a three. No good. Rebound, Waldner. It's a wide open look. Would not drop. Waldner brings the ball in the front court. Flips in the corner. Wager. He'll take a three. The back of the rim, no good. Blumenrader with the rebound. Swapped a couple of missed threes. Still a two-point game, 45-43, JBC. Into the front court, Brueggemann. Drifts it off to the right, has a screen from Blumenrader. Brueggemann flips it back to Blumenrader, takes another three, same spot. This one's too strong. And on the rebound, I think we're going to have a foul on Tremaine Eagle Thunder Elgar, and that's going to bring us down to shoot some more free throws. The bonus for James Valley Christian. 6:36 to go in the game. 45-43, James Valley Christian. Eric Hazard will shoot the bonus. 18 points for Hazard. He is 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Foul on Eagle Thunder Alger was his second. The ball bounces up and goes in for Hazard. He'll get the back end of the bonus. 46-43, James Valley. Second shot is no good. Long rebound out. Brueggemann controls for Highmore Herald. Brueggemann brings the ball up the middle. Now gives to Eagle Thunder Alger. He'll drive into the paint. Slice in against Hazard. Draws the contact. Third foul on Eric Hazard. Something for Darwin Hofer to be concerned about. His big man. Up to three fouls with 6:25 to go in the game. Tremaine Eagle Thunder Alger will get two shots. 9 points all in the first half for Tremaine. Misses short on the first free throw. One more shot for the 6'3 sophomore. Missed them both. Rebound, Blumenrader tipped it up, but Hazard controls. Flips it out to Wager, coming up the right side of the floor. On the wing, he's got Brueggemann out on him. Looks up top to Held. Flips it to Held, now on the left wing to Waldner. High post is Hood. Looking inside, there it goes to Hazard. Goes with the reverse layup, got knocked down. And a chance for the and one for Eric Hazard. Hazard with 21 points in the game. And just like that, James Valley Christian builds the lead to 5 with the free throw pending. Foul on Brueggemann is his second. Ninth team now on Highmore Herald. Free throw good for Hazard. 49-43, the lead up to 6. Now it's Highmore Herald that could use a bucket. High post is Blumenrader at the top of the key. Flips it back to Semler. Now rings. Ring top of the key. A deep three. No good. Front of the rim. Rebound underneath by Hazard. And we have a jump ball. And James Valley Christian not liking that call. And Highmore Herald on the possession arrow will get the ball back. Brueggemann, and now we have a whistle and a foul going to go on James Valley Christian. I think it's going to go on Hood. Must have had his hands on Ring or something. Darian Hood will pick up his third and the fifth team on James Valley Christian. Comes all the way out. Semler at the top of the key. Dribbles left. Blumenrader. He'll step in with an 18-footer. No good. Offensive rebound. Eagle Thunder Elger in the corner. Thought about the three. Now he'll drive. Float in. And a late whistle and an offensive foul on Tremaine Eagle Thunder Elger. He'll pick up his third. Highmore Herald again. Not happy with that call. They didn't get a charge down on this end a little while ago. Tremaine Eagle Thunder Elger very frustrated. Coming down the floor. James Valley Christian chance to build the lead. They're up 6 with the ball. 5:24 to go in the game. Hood, the right wing, drives into the paint. Little duck under, goes underneath Hazard with the fadeaway off the rim, no good. Hung there and then fell off. Blumenreiter grabs the board. Brueggemann up the floor. Again, Imore Harold needs to find a bucket. In the corner ring, deflected out of bounds by Hood. Dylan McDonald back into the game for Imore Harold. With 5:05 to go in the game, 6-point lead, James Valley Christian, Blumenreiter. Open three, Tremaine Eagle Thunder, Alger, nothing but net. Puts him in double figures with a dozen. And it's a three-point game again, 49-46. Wager looking to drive. Now backs it out. Comes right side Waldner. Goes baseline, being guarded closely by Eagle Thunder Alger. He comes in, gets the ball, but landed out of bounds as he got possession. And it'll still be James Valley Christian ball. 4:45 to go in the game. And do we have a timeout? Yep, timeout on the floor. 4:45 to go in the game. James Valley Christian 49, Highmore Herald 46. We'll take a timeout here of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
The Auto Body Clinic. You just wrecked your car and you needed repair. Let us be there, oh, let us be there. With courtesy cars and a price that is fair. We really care.
Auto Body Clinic, a half mile west of Coborn's at 670 21st Street Southwest, or call 352-DENT.
It takes everyone working together to build a strong team. Local families have depended on Hague Insurance and Woonsocket and Grinnell Mutual for quality insurance protection and friendly personal service for decades. We live where you live, and we're proud to call many of our customers friends and neighbors. You can depend on us to be here when you need us. To experience our policy of working together, call your local Grinnell Mutual agents, Jim, Trudy, Robert, and Susan, today at 796-4471 for a quote on all your insurance needs.
4:45 to go in the game. James Valley Christian 49, Highmore Herald 46. Full timeout taken by Darwin Hofer and James Valley Christian. Both teams have three timeouts remaining. Inbound comes to Wager near the timeline as we resume play. Highmore Herald now 10 team fouls, so double bonus the rest of the way for JVC. High post to Hood. They're trying to get it into Hazard. Open three, held in the corner. Held answers for James Valley Christian off the timeout. Held in double figures with 10. 52-46 Vikings. Right side, Tremaine Eagle Thunder Elger. Reverse it in the corner. McDonald wanted the three, couldn't get it off. Now Eagle Thunder Elger goes inside Blumenreiter, draws a triple team, ball deflected out of bounds, and will stay with Highmore Herald. 4:09 to go in the game. Outlet, and it's McDonald, Tremaine Eagle Thunder Alger. He'll go baseline. Now kick back out Blumenreiter. Brueggemann, feed in the corner, McDonald. Now Brueggemann again, lob it, high post, Blumenreiter. There's McDonald. Fakes the three, low post, Blumenreiter. Kick back out, three for McDonald. No good. Rimmed in and out, Hazard with the rebound among three Pirates, and he's going to be fouled as Blumenreiter went for the steal. We'll come down and get two free throws here for Eric Hazard. Foul is the third on Jarrett Blumenreiter. And again, double bonus here on out. Now we have another timeout. Timeout, Highmore Herald with 3:46 to go in the game. 52-46 JVC. Let's take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Stop by before the game, stop by after the game, stop by any day of the week. They're open 7 days a week at the North 40 Convenience Store in Woonsocket. Hot stuff, pizza, brats, grab lunch, grab a snack. Chips, candy, pop, water, sports drinks, whatever you need, it's at the North 40 Convenience Store. It's right next to Skeeter's in Woonsocket. It's open every day of the week. Stop by and visit with the friendly staff. Grab a cup of coffee or whatever else you might need at the North 40 Convenience Store in Woonsocket. The North 40 Convenience Store would also like to wish the Blackhawks good luck.
With all of the changes to insurance these days? It's confusing where to begin and who to trust when purchasing your policies. Waldner Insurance is your place to begin for auto, home, farm, life, and health. Choose the option that fits your needs best. For dependable and trustworthy service, Waldner Insurance is your hometown solution. Serving Huron and the surrounding area, stop by and visit with Galen or Deborah at 1504 Dakota Avenue South or call toll-free 888-353-1483.
Off the timeout back here at the arena, Hazard rolls in, gives a little English there at the free throw line and got it to go in. Free throw good for Eric Hazard, and the lead now up to 7 again, 53-46 Vikings. Second shot is no good, rims in and out, and on the rebound, are we going to have a foul on Hood? Hood on a push-off on Blumenrader. Hood picks up his fourth. That'll be the sixth team foul on James Valley, so bonus on the next foul for Highmore Herald. 3:46 to go in the game. James Valley Christian up 53-46. Highmore Herald has been as close as 1 point late in the third quarter. I don't think they've led, though, in the second half. McDonald gives to Ring. Ring had the hot hand for a while. He'll drive. Top of the key. Can't get the shot off. Now gives back to Blumenrader on the wing. Back up top. Eagle Thunder Elger for three. No good. Rebound and going to be picked out of there in the corner by Braden Held. Held coming up the left side. Blumenrader hits the deck. Hazard in the middle of the lane. The jumper is good. Blumenrader fell down, and that gave a wide open look for Hazard, about a 12-footer. Hazard continues to pad the point total now up to 25 points for the big senior for James Valley Christian. Brueggemann goes right side. Has a lane. He'll go up and bank it in for two over Hazard. Brueggemann with the bucket. 55-48. The lead back at 7. Here comes Wager. Running the break. Behind the back pass to Hood. And he'll get fouled going to the basket. What a dandy pass by Wager. Behind the back as he was coming across the lane. And it'll be Darian Hood at the line to shoot two. 2:45 to go in the game. That's the fourth foul on Jarrett Blumenrader. Time a factor here now for Highmore Herald, especially with James Valley Christian going to the line and making free throws. Free throw is good for Hood. That's actually his first point of the game. One more coming up for Darian Hood, a sophomore. Short on the second one. Eagle Thunder Alger with the rebound, but Highmore Herald's got to get something going here offensively. Brueggemann. Left wing up top, Blumenrader. Now Ring. A deep three. No good. A rebound comes out long, and Waldner on the run got it and then got ran over by Brueggemann. Brueggemann will pick up his third and will come down and shoot some more. James Valley Christian free throws. Been doing this a lot. This will be the 10th and 11th free throw attempts here in the fourth quarter for James Valley Christian. We still have 2:32 to go. At the line, Michael Waldner, his first trip to the line, and he knocks down the free throw. 9-point lead now is James Valley Christian. Again, starting to inch their way ahead into the game. For James Valley Christian is Brandon Burkett, a junior. Second shot is good. Waldner knocks them both in. 10-point game, 58-48, James Valley, 2:25 to go in the game. McDonald on the drive, leans in on Hazard, banks it in for two. McDonald with 6 points, his first field goal of the second half, 58-50. Wager being chased by a double team, he'll get it across the timeline behind the back. He'll drive into the paint, go with the roller over the double team, no good. Rebound, though, by Wager. The little guy comes out with the offensive board, brings it back out. Well, that was a big rebound that Highmore Herald didn't get. Held into the paint, weaves it down low off of Hazard, but right to his teammate Waldner. Hazard in a triple team with the jump hook for two. After all that, Highmore Herald had a chance to get possession, did not. Back to a 10-point game, 60-50, and we have a foul underneath, and Jarrett Blumenrader just picked it up, his fifth foul, as he kind of used his elbow to fling Hazard. And Bonickson questioning the call. That's going to be the fifth foul, and Jarrett Blumenrader is fouled out of the game. He leaves with a minute 39 remaining. 11 points, Blumenrader scored and into the game for Highmore Herald is Gideon Jessen, now wearing number 33. Has not played since early in the second quarter. Now what are we doing? Oh, offensive foul, therefore there's no free throws here for James Valley Christian. So this inbound it. Now what? Now the official scorer has a question. Coming up on 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, this is KOKK in Huron. Now we're having a discussion at the scorer's table, and I'm not, oh, I think it's because Gideon Jessen came in. He changed jerseys. Now that's legal if there was blood on the jersey. He wore 22 initially. If there was blood on the jersey, you can change numbers. And I think that's what the question was from the scorer's table. He's wearing a different number now. Minute 39 to go in the game. James Valley Christian up 60-50. The two championship games are coming up next. Matt Watson will have the play-by-play there. Inbounds the backcourt. Waldner feeds up ahead. Wager. He's going to be double-teamed. Gets the ball stripped. It's on the floor. Picked up by Ring. But then he has it slipped away. And a foul going to go on Ring. Now Ring started to go up the floor. And I think it was Waldner came from behind and tapped it away. Ring will pick up his fourth foul. And to the free throw line again is Eric Hazard. He's been shooting a lot from the free throw line here. Sixth and seventh attempt here of the fourth quarter makes the first one. And James Valley Christian, I believe this is actually their biggest lead of the game now at 61-50 with a minute 28 to go. Second shot is good. Hits them both. Hazard with 29 points. 62-50, James Valley Christian. Backdoor play for Brueggemann. He'll shoot over Hazard, bank it in for two. Brueggemann with 13. 62-52. Again, Highmore Herald with the pressure and a foul going to go on Brueggemann. That'll be his fourth, and it'll be Wager going to the line. Ryan Wager, this is actually, for everything he's been in the middle of, this will be his first trip to the free throw line in the game. Has 18 points. Got hot there at the end of the second, beginning of the third quarter. And two shots for the junior. First free throw is good for Wager. And James Valley Christian has hit their free throws here in the fourth quarter. This is the 15th free throw attempt for James Valley as Wager hits them both. And I have them hitting 12 of the 15, if I'm counting everything right. 64-52, James Valley with just over a minute to go in the game. Eagle Thunder Alger, top of the key, hands it off to Ring. He'll drive, go in, they just let him go, and he missed the finger roll. Rebound underneath for Jessen, he misses, and the foul on McDonald will be his fifth. Well, there was a couple where, for the most part, James Valley was just letting Highmore Herald shoot the ball. They just could not get the ball to drop in. That's the fifth foul on Dylan McDonald. He leaves the game with 58 seconds left, having scored 6 points. For Highmore Herald. And guess who? It's Eric Hazard back to the free throw line. This will be his 12th and 13th free throws of the game. First one is good. He has missed three. So right now 9 of 12. Back into the game, Darian Schmidt for Highmore Herald. Second shot is good. Hits them both. 66-52, James Valley Christian putting the finishing touches on this one in a third place finish. The 281 Conference Tournament, Brueggemann drives, stops at the block, can't get the shot off, now needs some help. Ring deep on the right side, he'll drive, go by Hazard. Hazard just got out of the way as Ring goes in and banks it in. Ring now in double figures with 10, all here in the second half. Brueggemann went down hard, and he's coming up hobbling. Hazard actually helped him up. We're going 4-on-4, then a foul going to go on Darian Schmidt, and back to the free throw line is Wager, and Trevor Brueggemann, he's still trying to, I didn't see what happened to you there. Semler's going to come in for him. But Brueggemann went down, and then Hazard, instead of coming down with his team, he was helping Brueggemann up, and it was actually 4-on-4 there when Wager got fouled. Hits the first free throw. He'll get one more. And Brueggemann will come off again. Trevor, I think he played a great game. A lot of hustle with that kid. Finishes with 13 points. I assume his night is done. Semler back in. Second shot is good for Wager. Hits them both. James Valley Christian has hit their free throws here in the fourth quarter. 68-54, 32 seconds to go. Eagle Thunder Alger into the front court on the left wing. Now Ring with the ball. Ring will come. A deep NBA three. No good. Rebound tipped out. Hazard with another board. Up the floor, and we'll see if James Valley can hold the ball here for the final 15. It looks like they will. Wager backs it out. Ring goes over in his vicinity. Now it goes to a Held, and they'll just let it run down, and James Valley Christian will pick up the third place plaque or trophy here today. 68-54, James Valley Christian wins third place in the 281 Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back with the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Does your home Wi-Fi make you want to cry? Oh my, well dry your eye, because Santel's managed router solution will eliminate your stress and frustration by providing you with a top-of-the-line router designed to optimize your bandwidth, secure your network, and reach throughout your whole home. Let Santel's friendly, professional staff make your Wi-Fi troubles go bye-bye. Call now to receive a free installation, 796-4411. Santel Communications, they've perfected connected.
Heartland Financial Services Incorporated has you covered. Life, health, property, and crop insurance. With locations in Highmore, Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Huron. See Naomi and Ben at the Huron branch at their new location, Dakota Plaza, Suite 103. Heartland Financial Services Incorporated works hard to provide you with the coverage that fits your needs and keeps your home, personal property, and personal liability protected. Heartland Financial Services has you covered.
Bauman Agency and Pioneer Seed, crop insurance and precision planting technology from your side of the fence. From planting the seed to harvesting your crop, Bauman Agency provides you with the best coverage possible. Bauman Agency is with you every step of the way. Call Bauman Agency at 353-1112 for superior service from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency is a proud sponsor of the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
You are invited to a discussion on the latest ways to keep calves healthy and improve the overall performance of your cattle herd. Meetings will be held on Wednesday, January 25th at the Crossroads in Huron. Talks will be from 9:30 until 3 p.m. Lunch is provided. RSVP to 350-0999. Speakers include Dr. Tom Knopfsinger, Glenn Tonsar, and Dr. Travis Van Ann. This event is hosted by Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica, Sand Creek, Prairie View, Huron, and Kleinsaucer Porter Veterinary Clinics.
It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Autoglass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
And once again, it's Jeff Duffy here on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game as the third place game for the boys is in the books, and James Valley Christian wins by a score of 68-54. Now a close game. It was 1 point late in the third quarter before James Valley Christian basically just hit their free throws. Once they got the lead and forced Highmore Herald to foul, it was just a matter of James Valley Christian making their free throws, which they did at a very good clip. And they pick up the win here tonight, 68-54. James Valley Christian improves their record now to 5-5 on the season. And Highmore Herald drops to 5-5 on the season. Just doing some quick, running some quick numbers here yet. Most of James Valley's scoring came from two guys. We'll get to that coming up. Highmore Herald had balance in their scoring. 13 points for Trevor Brueggemann, 12 for Tremaine Eagle Thunder Alger, 11 for Jarrett Blumenrader, 10 points for Max Ring, 6 for Dylan McDonald, and 2 points for Gideon Jessen. For James Valley Christian, 31 for Eric Hazard, 14 in the first half, 17 in the second half, and I didn't do his free throws. I'll try to do that quickly here in my head. He was 10 of 13, it looks like, from the free throw line. 31 points for Eric Hazard, 22 for Ryan Wager, so there is 53 of the 68 points right there for James Valley. He had 10 for Braden Held, then it's 4 points for Michael Waldner and a free throw for Darian Hood, and that's the sum total for James Valley Christian. Shooting in the game at James Valley, 20 of 45 for 44%. Imore Herald, 21 of 53 for 40%. Free throw shooting, and there's where you see a big difference in this game. We just didn't have Highmore Herald at the free throw line much at all. James Valley Christian outscored Highmore Herald by 17 points from the free throw line. James Valley Christian 21 of 25 from the free throw line, while Highmore Herald went 4 of 7 from the line. So there you go. From the free throw line, that's where James Valley Christian took care of business. And they come on for the victory here today.